So we're here with David Kellogg from One More USA, and he's going to tell us about what they're showing here at PepCom, and they have two kind of interesting concepts for an over-ear, on-ear headphone type. So go ahead, take it away, David.
Yeah, cool. We have our a new triple driver over-ear. So we've done so well with the triple driver in-ear, so why not make a multi-driver over-ear? It wasn't just a gimmick. We really thought about it quite a bit and decided to put a ceramic tweeter to get very good crystal clear high end and great directionality for soundstage. And then it has a passive radiator for extended bass, and then you have a graphene driver. So the three of them work together to make a really incredible soundstage, very detailed. And typically, I would compare the sound to something in the $1,000 price range, and typical of One More, they're going to be out at $299.
And what's the crossover for the drivers, do you know?
Yeah, ceramic tweeter comes in at $9,000. It's a soft crossover, not a hard crossover, so kind of X-ramp, but they start working at $2,000, and they really come to full effect around $16,000. And then the passive radiator really enhances kind of 100 hertz down to 60 hertz down to 20, but it peaks out at kind of like the loudness factor of your typical loudness compensation effect. Yeah.
And then they also have a new gaming headphone that uses what they're calling maglev technology. I'd love for you to elaborate on that if you could.
Maglev driver, exactly. We love the name. Obviously, it reminds people of trains, of course. But it's actually a levitating magnet. So instead of your typical moving coil speaker, where the magnet is attached, we wanted total flexibility in the diaphragm. So we allowed the magnet and the diaphragm to be free-floating and move together. So it's the first free-floating magnet speaker system or moving coil on the planet. And what happens is when you're actually creating a sound wave or a pressure wave, even frequencies as low as like 5 hertz, we're creating acoustic sound and pressure waves at the same time. Because we have so much more flexibility now that we're not attached to the coil as usual magnets do. So what's great for gaming, of course, is that when you get that sort of shockwave rumble in a sort of, it creates a VR experience of not only, you know, hearing it and feeling it, but truly there's acoustic wave there, there's sound, and there's the feel. You could give yourself a back massage with it if you wanted to, and it won't hurt your ears. It's kind of like cool how the pressure works, but you feel it. It's really amazing, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.